Rabbi, I kiddush recently, and I was there quite late. I said, so what's... You just woke up? So he didn't want to tell me the truth. So he said, no, I'm right in the middle of my meal, and after principles, I come out to the kiddushim. So the question is, how does that work? Are you allowed to? Can you go out in the middle of a meal? When can you leave in the middle of a meal? Can I carry my meal in your house? Sometimes you get invited.
Share rochas.
Right, the task was about share rochas. Sometimes you get invited out for a meal or for a simcha. You want to start at home, finish there. Start there, finish at home. So, how to work with shinamachim? And there's a lot of confusion here. I want to dispel a couple of myths that people have about shinamachim. As an introduction, everyone has to, you have to be aware that there's an intrinsic difference, there's a fundamental difference between brocha rishena and brocha achrena. People very much follow them all together, and really they're very, very different. Many, many differences. The first obvious difference is a brocha rishena. You make shahakal near b'dvaray, no hefsek, you have to eat straight away. Once you finish eating, you can talk, you can shmooze, whatever you want, and then make baradavashas later. You don't need to have it within close proximity of the food. There's many differences, brocha rishena, brocha achrena. So, the first question is, you're in the middle of eating, you want to leave. I want to leave, I want to go out to get something, or I'm going to continue my meal, as in I've got my coffee, let's call my coffee my meal, and I'm going to continue my coffee outside. So, how does it work? Can I leave? We're worried about brocha rishena, I'm worried about brocha achrena. For example, let's take with the coffee, simple example. So,
No,
we're not benching. If you bench, there's no shayla. Carry on outside, need to be brocha. We want to discuss the when you're not benching, you're carrying on. So let's stick to the coffee. Practical example, coffee. So I've got my coffee, I make shahakal, and I start sipping my coffee. I go outside. You have two shaylas here. Brocha rishena and brocha achrena.
How's it going? Coffee.
I'm going out with the coffee. I'm going to drink everything from the coffee outside. So, there's two types of food. This is the most basic introduction. There's two types of food. There's food, there's something called Tzvarim and Tzrichim Brochim and Mekoyimah, and something called Tzvarim Shein Tzrichim Brochim and Mekoyimah. What are these two things? Let's call them, let's start, the first one is the main example of the first one is bread. Bread is something, just Tzorich Brochim and Mekoyimah. What does that mean? That means you eat bread. Now bread doesn't mean bread, it means biscuits, cake, mozzarella. There's a shalav, shivas, and medium as well. We'll stick to bread. There's no machalik, so bread. Shivas, medium, mozzarella, and shalav. It's bread. I have bread and I leave my house. And I remember that I've got to bench. What's the halacha? It's a tovah shetzorach bracha b'mekoyimah. Meaning you must go back home to bench. Walking down the street, you're 20 minutes away, say, I've got to bench. It's a tovah shetzorach bracha b'mekoyimah. Whereas, something else is called drinks, fruit, something which is not mazonis, not hamotzi, not shivas and minim. That stuff, your coffee, that's what your coffee, you have a coffee at home, you run to tear away, you remember, I've got the bench, what's that offer? You can say brother Vajra's here, the dava, she'ein, tzorach, brachim, okay. This is the first stage to them. There's two types of food, let's call it bread and coffee. Make it simple, two categories. Bread, you remember you've got to say azam, whatever to dala micha, cake is the same. You have your pasta, spaghetti bolognese for supper, and you're on the way out to learn, you remember, you've got to bench. What do? You have to go back home. Whereas if you had potatoes and fish, or potatoes and meat, it's all going to be baradavashas. So you come to learn, you've got to bench, make baradavashas here. Two types of food. What's the difference? The difference is, since bread, the bread category, you need to go back to bench, you're always linked. However far you go, you're attached to the meal. Since you're attached to the meal, if you leave, you don't lose your brocha rishena. Which means, I left in the middle of a bread meal, continue in your house. So we're going to discuss soon whether you're allowed to or not allowed to. But let's say I did. I went out. I wasn't allowed to. The fact I left the house, and I want to eat more bread. Seeing as bread is a tovah shetzorach brocha b'mekoyimah. So I'm now linked back to my house. The brocha is still alive, still active. Therefore, if I continue eating bread, cake, in your house, I don't need to make any brocha rishena. Because I'm in the middle of my meal. How do I know I'm in the middle of my meal? Because if you're not in the middle of your meal, you should be going home to bench. You're not benching, obviously in the middle. Whereas when you have your coffee and you leave, it could be you're finished. Why? Because you can make shmur and wash whatever you want. So you're not linked back to your first place. If you're not linked back to your first place, the minute you've moved on, you lose your bracha.
So
I can't make a bracha. You
No, you can make Maimon out of the house, therefore you're not linked, and therefore, once you leave, you've lost your connection to the Mishnah.
So from the coffee room,
Bracha is what? So you tell me, you have to bench. But you're not linked in, how do I know? Because if I was linked home, then I'd have to go back to bench. So I run around, I come to you house, I come to this house. Obviously my Bracha's alive, I have to go up to bench. But coffee, I don't need to go up to bench. The minute you've left, as far as we're concerned,
I'm done. Have another drink, I'm going to make another Bracha.
Yes.
So from the coffee room to here, you have to make another Bracha?
Now, this is when you go outdoors. If you, now, God's a Rashaila, which we'll discuss when we have time. But if you stay in your house, Cheder Cheder, you go from your dining room to your kitchen, to your bedroom, to your sukkah, to your lounge. One house doesn't change. It means however big the house is. Now, it doesn't definitely mean house, it means Rashus. The Moshul, you're in an apartment building, you're from my flat to your flat, that is Shana Moshul. Because even I live outside, but the stairwell is not my Rashus, not your Rashus. Mm-hmm. What is it means about shopping? You go to a shop, indoor shopping center, and you have one shop to the next shop, there as well, it's a bit tricky. Because I've been out with different shoes. Whereas if it's your house, or your, or like a building, a shoe like this, every part of the row of the building is all part of the same room.
It's a row of Makobo,
not simply a row of Makobo. Yeah, a row of Makobo. We'll discuss row of Makobo if we have time, which I don't know if we will. But as a simple rule in the same building, same shoes, you keep your bracha, you got your loser. Now, you have got to remember, what do you lose? You only lose your bracha of a food, which is aimed at our proper flavor. Let's call it coffee. Whereas bread, if you leave your house with bread, we'll discuss if you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. But let's say you're not allowed to leave. Let's say you've got a case to ask to leave in the middle of your meal. But you're still left. You can carry on eating. Because since you must return to bench, you're still in the middle of a live meal. Whereas your coffee, you don't have to return to bench. The minute you walk out the door, shalom, you're done.
So you could be on the way to London, a Birmingham, remind myself, oh, I forgot to bench in Manchester, let's go all the way back to Manchester.
So it depends, there I normally rely on 18 minutes, like by a million. Oh. There's a shiny if you're driving, there's 10 minutes of driving, 18 minutes of walking.
A whole hour, you could have to get
to the area. Yeah, if it's 4 years, if the person's stuck, you can bench where you are.
Bench where you are.
Anytime you just need to return. So if I'm literally showing you, it's not going to be 2 days, it could be, you could go back even if you're stuck.
All the way.
Might as well make a little basket if you're stuck. You know, I'm fine, if you to go back, you're going to lose money, lose time, then you can bench where you are. But anytime you have to go back, and that going back saves you, because if you're in the middle of a kiddush, eating cake, and you go to the next guy's kiddush, seeing as you would have to go back to the first place, to the bench, we'll discuss how it carries on, seeing as theoretically you would have to go back, so when I go to kiddush 2, my bracha's still active. So you carry it too. So that's the first thing to know. Hamoitzi and Shakal, for the two categories, Hamoitzi, you have to go back to bench, which works in your favor, which means you left, but yes, I come to your shadow brachas, even though I wasn't allowed to, and carry it in no problem. Shahakal, you walk out your door, boom, it's gone, game over. You lose the bracha again from Shahakal, I eat a doma, any food which is not a kvias, which is a moiti, soft, was amos and soft, which is me, how you work with that. Now, the first myth I want to dispel is like this. Everyone knows the Yisoid, the Gemara, and Pesachim talks about, Heniach mitzvah chaver. Doesn't mean you left part of your friend, it means you left some people behind. Heniach mitzvah chaver, everyone goes, yeah, I've got mitzvah chaver, I've got people I'm eating with. How's that work? What's that? And people make big mistakes. The head of the mitzvah chaverim is only in one small, slim case. That means if you go out into the meal, it doesn't help necessarily the mitzvah chaverim. Most times it won't make a difference. It makes a difference in one scenario, and that is, we said there's two types of food. There's the hamoitzi food, the bread, and there's the coffee, the shakal. You leave in the middle of a bread meal, the hamoitzi remains alive, and you can't eat outside the house. You leave in the middle of your coffee, maybe you brought the Heniach mitzvah chaverim helps. If I leave in the middle of my coffee, that means a bracha which I would have, which I would lose. If I leave my wife, my kids, my friends, my family, or even a bunch of friends and a bunch of people, I didn't wash. But not about washing. Well, if you wash, then you leave. Yeah. Any way you can carry on, you'll be allowed outside. But there was any way you can't carry on, you'll be outside. You have fish, schnitzel, potatoes, meat, lamb. All this food is shahakal, adomo, and a bar and foshes. That food, the minute you walk out of your house, you've lost it. If you leave people you're eating with and expect you to return, you're part of a social setting, then that remains. Many times people leave a meal, yeah, I've got people I can leave. You cannot leave. But tomorrow, if you did leave, you left. We're going to discuss when you can, when you can't. Most times you can't leave. If you did leave, do you make any rough machina? If it's bread, not. And if it's the coffee, if you have, you're sitting with your wife having a coffee, sitting with one of your kids having a coffee, then you come back, no new broccoli share. That is all discussing if you left. The main question is, can you leave? When is a mutter to go out and eat. So again, just to get it clear, we discussed till now, if you left, very naughty, you shouldn't have left. But I left. So now, what happens? I come back, or I go to your house, I carry on eating by you, I carry on eating by me, whatever I carry on eating. On an outing with the car, go to the mountain, I carry on eating. I left, let's call it the hissa. But can I carry on now? Bread, yes. Coffee, not. Unless, in Ichmet is Chavir. So, that's the first thing to know. In Ichmet is Chavir, it is not a heta to leave. It's a heta. If you've left, but you have it, the hissa, possibly the hissa, can I carry on eating?
Why can't you leave?
Oh, now. Why can't you leave? When can you leave? Why can't you leave? What's going on? There's two reasons why you can't leave. Number one is, because I'm worried, obviously, we have to get the bench. Very simple. We have to get the bench. We'll see there are times when they wouldn't worry about it. The first thing is you may forget the bench. The second thing is, Khalil said that when you finish eating, you always need to bench from a koyo. Even if you won't forget to bench, of course someone will remind me of a big alarm, I'm holding my bench, I won't forget. Still, you're not supposed to move off from your place you ate without bench. Another takonos chazal. Now, every time we want to leave, we have to worry about these two issues. A, will I forget to bench? B, even if I won't forget to bench, am I allowed to leave? Will a bench make a brocha where you ate? Before you leave, you've got to always bench.
Even though you continue to eat, drink,
or... So we have to discuss. There's four heterim when you're allowed to leave. Huh. There's four heterim. But as a way of introduction, there's two problems.
Okay.
A, will I forget to bench? B, I'm not allowed to leave until I'm benched. Not because you might forget stuff, because you ate here, bench here. So when do I have no problem? So the first thing to know is, seeing as they're both Gezeres, Takonos, Chazal, whatever you want to call it, it's a drop on them. Chazal wavered it with Mokka Mitzvah. For example, I'm in the meeting, and I forgot to have Mincha. It's almost serves a man, I've got to have Mincha, or to have Marav, whatever it is, I've got to run out, so I have Mitzvah, which Chazal thinks about Tefillah. Yeah, it's very great what you call a Mitzvah. Maybe you guys say, if you travel to my friends in the Mitzvah, I don't know. Shachar, for example, is a minion. I forgot to dab in the minion, I'm running out of time for Mincha. Seeing as the whole is to leave without benching, all the takons chazal to bench before getting up is only drabon on, but mocha mitzvah they wave it. So that's the first of the four heterim. The first of the four heterim is mocha mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, you're allowed to leave. Now again, you've got to always remember, if you're eating, drinking coffee, you could be allowed to leave. You lose your shahak. There's always two things to look at. Brach Rishona, Brach Achrona. Brach Rishona, if you leave, you lost your bracha. Unless it's bread, or it's coffee, and I've got my friends. Yes. Without either of those, you leave, you've lost your bracha. And even if your bracha remains, it could be you're not allowed to leave. As the bracha is a Muslim, as the bracha chrona. Always two things. Bracha chrona, will it get lost or not? A. B. Bracha chrona, am I allowed to leave? We'll venture. So bracha chrona, we said either bread keeps going, or coffee, if I have friends. Bracha chrona, am I allowed to leave? No, you're not allowed to leave, unless you have one of the four heterim. Number one, tzarech mitzvah. Which means eating a bread meal and you haven't done a mincha, no problem. You can leave and come back and carry on eating. Or I'm having a coffee, but I've got friends. No problem, leave and carry on. But if you miss a mincha and you're having a coffee by yourself, you have to leave. It's not just making you bracha chrona. Because bracha chrona is not held. It's not bread, there's no friends. There's always two things. Bracha chrona, bracha chrona. Bracha chrona is will it continue? Rachrona, am I allowed to leave? So Rachrona, will it continue? Bread or friends? Rachrona, am I allowed to leave? One of the four tier. Number one is mitzvah. Number two is if you go out very quickly, that means you go in and out. For example, the milk's on the doorstep, you go out to fetch the milk. If I go out and go to your house and I come to the mazel tov, wash shoes, go out, fetch something, go shopping, that's already a whole mindset. I've gone to the shop. But you push and go out, see if it's raining. You go out to lock the car. You go out to fetch things in the car. You go out mount for a moment, the turbans from the Rosh. There's another Rishonim as well, a very short time Chalal were not worried. Why are they not worried? Benching you won't forget, and getting it before you bench is a very cool, very small hefsek. In the olden days when they used to have the toilets outside, it was the same thing. Popped out, came back in. It wasn't an arichas, it wasn't a long gap. Whereas if a person spends a while on the house, that's a problem. So again, you're having your meal, you want to go out just to lock the car. It's a bench thing from the car. So Klavi Brach Rishonim, if it's bread, no problem. If it's a coffee, you've got friends, no problem. If it's a coffee and no friends, you have all the heads in the world to leave. The Brach Hashem disappears. You left the house. There only remains bread or friends. Once I've got bread or friends, can I leave? Yes, I'm allowed to leave. Why am I allowed to leave? Because I'm going out for a moment. I'm going for a mitzvah. So number one is mitzvah, number two is for a moment. Those are the two second, that's the second letter.
So this would be a problem to sip your coffee after you've made one in the car park and then come in here.
If you, oh, so that's heter number three. Hadith number three, Meir Vaya. It's a bit grey how it applies. We'll discuss hadith number three. Hadith number three is called Holchei Bracha. I'm traveling, I'm a backpacker. I'm going on the Bonim ride, and I'm traveling for the next 12 hours. I'm biking, I'm walking, I'm traveling. So once you're traveling, why not have to leave? Because you're kaveh here, where are you going? You have to bench here. I was never kaveh here, I'm all over the place. I'm walking along, meeting here. I'm going to sit down, I'm on the go. Maybe I sat down for a moment. I'm constantly on the go. If you're on the go, your bracha remains. Now, you've got to be on the go from the beginning. You sit down to a coffee, you get some coffee, travel in the bracha, have a couple of sips, then you get up. You're not on the go. Now you're on the go. You started the coffee at home. Whereas if you make the coffee and you got your coat on, your jacket on, your car keys, you munch on the way out, you make travel, that's no problem because you have to start your journey somewhere. The journey starts at home. So I'm starting home with my coffee. I've got my whatever I've got and I'm on the way out. But if you sit down for a moment and say, ooh, I should really go out, that's no good. So it'll be from the very beginning. The minute you make shackle, you're on the way out. Again, you could be still at home, but you're on the way out. Everyone's got different on the way out.
Have a sweet at home and then you start.
Oh, I haven't told you on the way out, it's 45 minutes. Everyone's different, but it means you're on the way out.
Have a sweet at home and then decided to go.
So sweet is another attic, it's constantly in your mouth.
Constantly in your mouth.
Okay. Then the emotions head about sweets and chewing gum. That may be different.
And we say it's probably sweet and you have a coffee with
that. Yeah, well, yeah, the shackle will continue. The shackle will continue, yeah.
It's always in your mouth.
Keep, if you have sweet in your mouth, yeah. It's because your emotion twice, yeah. I think it wasn't too good with it, but that would work. So that's head to number three, Holchei Bracha. So you have a guy in the coffee, makes a coffee, and she brings his friend, how are you? It's hard to know, what is that? Is that like a convenience? You sit there, you might finish the whole coffee there by the time the conversation finishes. Or as you know, he's making a coffee, he's walking out of his car. That's very, very great how you do it. So at all times you know clearly, you sit down to a coffee, you say, oh, I need to go out. Well, I'll take my coffee with me. You're kaveh at home. There's another example where you take your coffee and you're having it as you go to the front door. Clearly, all the drop. In between, it gets a bit great, you have to know what get you on.
So that's Roy Makomo, though. I mean, you might just go out to the door.
Oh, Roy Makomo, it works, is what? I leave my house, I'm outside. We said, the minute you walk out the door, the bracha's gone. If you can see your original place, Verdi and Gardens in your front garden, I can see straight through to my kitchen, to my dining room, I can see to where I started, then it retains the bracha. You lose your bracha by going outdoors and losing visual contact with the original spot where you started. So it can be read again, person's outside, in the garden, they look after the kids, they're outside, they go to the post. As long as you run the koyme, it's not great because it's machlokes yoshim. But it will retain your bracha. You shouldn't do it. The person will come out, you can still see where you started. You hold your bracha. As you go out and don't see where you started, you lost your bracha. So that's head to number three. So again, a quick recap, because it's very complicated. Number one is, while the bracha shen, does it dissipate or not? If I am having bread, it keeps going. If I'm having a coffee with friends, it keeps going. Having a coffee without friends, it doesn't keep going. And this is even about a head to leave. You've got mincha, you're allowed to leave. Still, you come back and you bracha shen. And bread continues, could be not allowed to leave. Could be, we was going to see the head of the talent, where you can't leave. Could be not allowed to leave for bread. But I did leave. I'll continue. His Baruch Hashem is irrelevant when his mutter asks. Baruch Hashem will carry on, will carry on. Could be his asked to leave, could be his mutter to leave. I'll carry on, won't carry on. Baruch Hachorayna, are you allowed to leave for Baruch Hachorayna? That's the Shaila. See, I'm one of the four tier. Mitzvah, very quick. Holchei Bracha, and now number four. Number four is the most important, and it's the most confusion about it. Number four is like this. Why are you not allowed to leave? We said you might forget the bench. So again, we're not talking about coffee, because coffee you leave, the whole thing's gone. You come back, can I continue eating? In my house, in your house, I'm having a bread meal. I want to come to you for a kiddush. I want to come to your kiddush, your shalom zacha, your share bracha, your bar mitzvah. Well, I'm in the sukkah, so I want to go visit your sukkah, come for dessert. Can I continue in the second place? So, what's the problem? You may forget the bench. The beginning of the heta now is, if I'm going to your house to eat, I won't get the bench. Why am I leaving? I'm leaving to eat. So you can't know I might get the bench. I'm going to your house to continue my meal. So if I come to your house, say Mazel Tov, and I come there and there's no cake left, or the cake is not really up to my standards, that'll be a problem. Because you're not allowed to leave. The whole house is leaving to carry on eating. Your kiddush doesn't really up to my standards. All the stuff you have, so now you got a problem. So it's very tricky. So where you invite me, and I know I'm going to carry on eating, I've been to you before, your hygiene and kashrus is up to my standards, so I know I'm going to carry on, why not? Then you have a heta number 14. Now, not finished the heta. There's still a clause in the heta. Before we continue, let's just explain again. I'm going to your house to eat. I'm going to your simcha to eat. I'm going to your sukkah to eat. I cannot get the bench. There's no problem. However, we said there's two reasons why I can't leave. Number one is, you may forget to bench. What's the second reason? Chazal said, do not get up until you bench. What's going on? How can I ever leave? Oh, very good. Says Mishabur, if you have das, it's okay. Why is it okay? What's das do? This is very, very tricky. It's been a long time trying to work out and get the bottom of this. Mishabur Harab explains very clearly what the answer is. He says that, as it unto you, you're not allowed to leave for your bench. Woman, not allowed to leave what? You're not allowed to leave the Machen Kumi with your Kviyas. If I have das in my house and your house, my Machen Kviyas is in two places. So when I go from place A Kviyas to place B Kviyas, I didn't leave without benching. Just like I say here, put it on the table. It's all off on clears. If I washed the mitamoiti, with dust continuing in your house, I have two fucking clearses, my house and your house. So I never left. So that's the hetter number four. Hetter number four is when I'm going to your house, why? To continue eating.
Even though the mokum kviyas you made the bruch rishona is more choshuva or more stronger than the one.
Yeah, no, Still, it still works. I mean, I stay in my house and I'm having a ganz meal, I'm eating mechubot, no wrong fish for
the next house.
I go to your house, A, I'm going to eat. That means I've been invited, obviously, when I know this food. B, I had doubts when I washed. Uh-huh. C, you've got both these clauses, so what's the problem? Don't forget to bench. Well, you're going to eat. You leave your mokum achila, my mokum achila is there too. So that's hetter number four. Hetter number four is when I have two things look in my favor. A, I'm going to eat more by you, so I'm not forget to bench. B, hadas. So I've never left my mokum achila without benching.
Which means you could wash mitzi at home and go in your car on a journey.
That may end me with a long drop.
You can ignore it. Sandwich and then carry on.
Yeah, hadas, I'm carrying my car, no problem. Right. Take the food with you, I forget to bench. All bags of sandwiches in, no problem. Cake, biscuits, whatever it is.
And if you didn't have das, and then the neighbour knocks on the door, you
didn't have das, you've got a problem.
Come in and eat by me, bench by me.
I love you to bits, I can't go. So it could be a mitzvah, porn chadoshes
could
be a mitzvah.
Ah, porn chadoshes a
mitzvah. If not, it's allowed to come, you can suck us again at some next door.
Just decide to go somewhere else.
It's too late. Middle of the meeting. You won't forget to bench.
Well, you haven't got damage.
You won't forget to bench.
So it's a mitzvah.
Unless you're talking mitzvah. So if the guy's mamish needs you, come as a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Stan, we're going to go to visit your shvogel, go see how his chicken soup tastes like. No problem. Unless you have to ask when you washed. So again, let's do a quick chazar. Brach Rishona depends on two things. Will it continue, will it not? If it's bread, it will continue. Could be not allowed to leave. The marshal, he didn't have das. I had no idea. Come back, my don't come around. You're not allowed to leave. If you did leave, what happens to Brach Rishona? If it's bread, it will continue. And if it's a coffee, and I've got friends, it will continue. If I had das and I made my shahakal, in 20 minutes I'm going to your house, it won't help. You have all the das in the world. I'm going to carry on eating. I had das, it won't help you. The Brach Rishona gets lost. It's got to be either bread or friends. There's the two options. Bread or friends. Now, that's Brach Rishona. Brach Achroina, will it disappear? Am I allowed to go? I might forget to bench. I wasn't going to be here. Before there, A, mitzvah. B, very, very short. C, Hochi Drachim. And finally, D, where I have Kavana. And I'm going to eat more in your house. Those are the four there. And those four there, they'll all continue. There's a few additional shadows. I come to your house, I have das, and I come to your house, Panta. What do I have to eat? How much? So, Mishabur is very, very big. It's great about the boys. Mishabur makes you upset. So, you have a tiny amount of food, a very, very small amount of food. No matter what. But, it should be bread. I mean, you can have a huge amount of potatoes, you won't be happy. A huge amount of dessert, you won't be happy. It's got to be bread. Now, it's only big size. A small amount of bread, you've shown that you could be here. Two. Another important thing to know. We said right at the beginning, why are you allowed to eat by a bread meal? As a dog out of the dark, seeing as you must go back to bench. How much you don't want to, you have to go back to bench. Therefore, your hamoiti remains live. So, bread is never wrong. The bread is the number one heter. You leave, no problem. Not no problem. Maybe also one of the there, the Brach Rishona remains. When do you need to come back to bench? If you need to bench. If I eat less than a gzatz, I have a very small piece of bread. You don't need to bench at all. So if I have a small piece of bread and leave, I don't need to come back to bench. I don't need to bench. Therefore, you can't come back until your meal continues. Yeah, wash the shadow as well. Which is very negative, because you get a knock at the door, and you're about to say, I'm going to let you know, it's Friday night, I'm going to sit around, cut the chadar up, what does everyone do? All the pizza, they can take a tiny bite, I rush to open the door, and the guy at the door says, come, I want to show you something. No problem. You have these nechzayas. So you have no chibur to salazim. Pum that you got, nechus chaver, the whole social setting. Without that, you sit down to a bite, take one bite, and run outside. So you know, bread, I remember in Shia, bread's okay. Bread is a nechzayas. It's quite easy, a nechzayas and bread's not that difficult to chew one bite. But it could happen as a nechzayas. It's called to be a nechzayas of food. Once you had a nechzayas of food, no problem. No problem, it's a bracha chayna, bracha chayna. You want to avoid there. Which means whenever you want to leave, you've got to ask yourself two sections of questions. Section A, what am I having? Is it bread or is it friends? Section 2 is, which one of the words have I got? You've got to have bread or friends, bracha chayna, bracha chayna, mitzvah, short, al-chadrachim, or das, and I'm continuing eating by you. Finally, it ends off interesting, shayla. I made a goffin, kiddush, and then I go out. So we said, I'm waiting to continue with all the tonight, I'm waiting to continue. What am I having? I goffin not part of the meal. I make shakal. Why do you make shakal in the meal? It's not part of the meal. So I make shakal to go to you, carries on. I make shakal go to you, doesn't carry on. So shakal in my meal, I'm going to look to you, say, I make shakal. And I'll come to you, what happens then? So the other person says, since the Amoiti continues, you shakal and hagofen, even hagofen was before the meal. Shakal, I made for Tizu in the middle of the meal, play the chashte. Hagofen was before the meal. The thing is, sorry, chasud is all connected to the meal. You go to your house and continue. So a quick summary, there's two sections you need. Is it bread? Again, bread means zoyness, shasamina possibly, mechlebis. Is it that sort of food? Then it continues. If not, it won't continue unless I'm sitting in a social setting, friends, family. So it's going to be bread or friends. Racha chreina, I'm allowed to leave it before benching. I've got bread, I've got friends, I'm still coming. Unless you got A, mitzvah, B, short time, C, hocha drach, I'm traveling. And finally, D, I've das, and I'm invited to you.
Oh yeah. Good. Very, very good. Now we know.
The bomb.
What's the difference between bread or just the
bread? Oh, 100%.